Well, welcome back to another Sun City Shadow Hills podcast. My guest today is Bruce Marley, who is the new president of the Men's Golf Club. Bruce, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
First, we'd like to get to know a little bit about you. How long have you lived in Shadow Hills, and where did you come from?
This is our sixth winter here. Originally bought into the desert 2006, didn't really start coming here full-time till 2010, so this is our sixth full winter here. We have a home up in Corvallis, so we'll be spending about five months up there to kind of sneak away from the heat.
Had you been in any of the other developments before buying here?
We owned a home in Desert Falls for 4 years, but seldom used it simply because we were still working stiffs. Mm-hmm. And when we made a decision to spend more time here, we found that the condo there was too small. Started looking, didn't even know what Shadow Hills was, let alone Sun City, let alone Pulte. But first home we looked at was the one we bought here.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And are you involved in anything other than golf here?
Found myself up to my elbows in the most recent election campaign.
Ah. And
rather enjoyed it, actually. I've just been invited to be on the finance committee, reporting to the board, so I'll be doing those two. I suspect the finance will be a year-round deal. I suspect when the campaign kicks off again next fall, I'll be involved. But I've been involved in the men's club pretty much the full 6 years.
Mm-hmm. And so what's happened? Over, before we get into what's going to happen next year, tell me from your perspective, what's happened over the last five?
I think the biggest thing that's happened for all of us is the golf course is in the best shape that it's been since I joined.
Mm-hmm.
6 years ago, and that gets a lot of people happy. The men's club runs membership in the 4 to 420, 430 range. This year, right around 400, I think in part it's down because the Canadians have not been coming down as much. I think it's also probably reflected in home sales and the like. Men's Club is healthy. Of the 400 members this past winter, roughly 250 of them played in one or more events, which I thought was pretty good.
Really?
A lot of committees, a fair amount of work getting all the kittens herded correctly.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to do in the golf course.
The men's club is active. There's a Monday group, a Tuesday group, a Thursday group, a couple Saturday groups. So there's a lot of, you can play four or five times a week if you want.
Mm-hmm.
But the key is a lot of good competitions, a lot of terrific friends.
And I remember going to a golf club meeting last spring, and Tony had just talked about buying this big new machine. How's that going, and what is that used for?
The purpose of the machine, I forgot the exact name of it, is to cut into the turf, primarily on the back nine, up to a foot, and then backfill the cuts with sand, and ideally even backfill the cuts with seed, certainly, and allows you to get the water further down. When Pulte built this golf course, did a good job in the front nine, did not do a good job in the back nine. Back nine probably only had 2 or 3 inches of sod than clay, so we've always had tough spots in that entire back nine, especially number 10, number 12, and number 15. It's just been terrible. So back to the machine, it has made progress. I think that our new greenskeeper, Leonard Colwin, I believe is the pronunciation of his last name, he's made the difference. The machine helps, but his knowledge of grass, agronomy, sand, seed, water, punching has really helped bring the course along. When he first came on board spring of a year ago, I asked him how many years are going to take Leonard to bring it up to speed. He says 2 to 5 years. Well, 1 year into it,
mm-hmm.
Tremendous progress. The piece of equipment is, I'd give it a C grade at most, probably because it just wasn't heavy duty enough to cut deep into this clay, which has been our nemesis.
Mm-hmm. I live over here in phase three, and my experience is the north course has always been in great shape. And was it the same builders of both courses?
I too live on the north course, the eighth hole. I love every minute of it. The course is better here than the back nine on the main course, albeit the front nine's in pretty good shape. So to your point, same developer, same designer, I guess. They must have put more topsoil on the north course as they did on the front nine of the main course, because the back nine on the main course just is woefully terrible, as I've just described.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, we have a good 18 on the north course, a good 9 in the back on the south course, and, a, and an improving back 9 on the south course.
Mm-hmm. And I remember some talk about redoing the sand traps. What's the status of that?
Well, the status is about $30,000 per trap to rebuild them, and we don't quite have $1 million hanging around right now to do that. Trying some new sand on the 16th hole, pulled out the old, put the new in. One of the biggest challenges was that the banks of some of these traps, you hit into them, the ball gets stuck on them.
Yes.
And a lot of frustration, and then the quality of, and the texture of the traps was not consistent. I think over time we're going to have to make a decision as a community to put some serious money into rebuilding the traps or just go along the way we're doing it, and as we have money to replace the sand from time to time. The experiment on number 16 has been successful. It's better sand, but again, it's a lot of money, not
yeah.
just the sand. The $1 million number would be to rebuild all the traps.
Mm-hmm.
The sand alone, I don't know what the cost was, but we've got to figure out a way to pay for it.
I see. And there's also been some talk about changing the lot nines. What's the status of that?
To best of my knowledge, the decision's made. I understand that we're looking at the cost of signs. We're looking at the cost of new scorecards. And I believe that when we hit the links next fall with the 16-17 season, we'll have the nines reversed.
Mm-hmm.
Been a lot of debate on it, pros and cons, but I think it's about 90% in favor of giving it a try anyway.
90% should carry the day.
And all we got to do is rebuild shadows and put a big bar out there so we can watch people coming into what will be the 18th hole.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that would be great if we can do that.
It'd be wonderful for all of us.
Are you happy with the number and variety of events that's going on, or do you plan new things for next year?
A good question, a bit of a loaded one. I've been in the tournament committee chair the past 2 years, 2.5 years, so I'm kind of responsible for to a point for the different weekly formats, and so I think it's gone pretty well. A couple changes were made, a couple changes need to be made. There's a new tournament committee coming on board. They'll have a couple ideas as to what to do with a couple of the events, but overall, aside from a couple challenging events, they've been well received and gives everybody a chance to meet some new people and
yeah.
Test ourselves a bit. What I've really pushed this past year was tried to get guys to blindly pair up, whereas I'd never played golf with you. Maybe we sit down and talk. And I say, hey, Bob, next time let's go play. We need to do more of that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we never know when people are going to listen to this podcast. For the new buyer, new homeowner here who would like to get involved, what kind of advice would you give him?
Raise your hand. Simply put, first off, join the men's club. That's a no-brainer. That's $70 well spent. It gets you membership in the SCGA and a new hat and the like, so it's pretty important. Flip side is to come to the weekly meetings. Third Wednesday of every month, I call them the donut meetings because we have donuts each Wednesday.
Sweet.
I always ask for volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
We have the handicap committee, we get the tournament committee, we got several other committees, and then we've got all the events. We've got 4 or 5 primary events, all of which have chairmen. And so we're always looking for people to raise their hand and say, hey, I'd like to be in the handicap committee, or I'd like to join the tournament committee, or I'd like to get involved in running the club championships. The idea is just raise your hand and volunteer.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming in. This has been great, and the Men's Club is one of the largest and most important clubs here, so it's important to stay in touch, and so
it
I appreciate
is.
Your making the effort to come in. Thank
My
you.
My pleasure. We could go on for hours, but I suppose you've heard all you need to hear.
Okay. And as always, if you have questions or comments, I have created a Facebook page for the fans of Sun City Shadow Hills podcast, and if you'll make comments there, I will see them directly. Thank you very much. Until next time.